Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, April 25th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Fitness View. Leading off today, Apple has announced a new service program for some Apple Watch Series 6 units that have been affected by a white screen issue. In a support document posted on Friday evening, Apple explains that a small percentage of Apple Watch Series 6 models have been affected by this issue, which can cause the display to turn permanently blank. Apple says the affected units were manufactured between April and September of 2021 and include only the 40mm model. So if you have an Apple Watch Series 6 that's 44mm, you're in the clear. Affected customers can check if their Apple Watch Series 6 is eligible for repair by entering the serial number on Apple's website, and those who are deemed eligible can request a free repair through Apple or Apple-authorized service providers. So long as the Apple Watch is free of damage in other regards, the repair is free of charge to the customer. The program covers eligible Apple Watch Series 6 units for 2 years after the first retail sale of the unit, and the program is open to customers worldwide. You can learn more at the link in the show notes below. In other news today, Apple is rolling out a new version of its firmware for the MagSafe battery pack, and it includes a notable improvement for MagSafe battery pack users. Version 2.7 of the MagSafe battery pack firmware increases the charging speed of the accessory to 7.5 watts, an increase from the previous 5-watt charging speed. This is a notable improvement for the MagSafe battery pack, which has been criticized for its slow charging speeds since it was originally released in July of 2021. Apple says that in order to get 7.5-watt charging with the MagSafe battery pack, you'll have to be running version 2.7 of the firmware for the accessory. The firmware will update automatically after you attach your battery pack to your iPhone, but Apple does point out that it can take up to a week for the update to complete. There is, however, a faster way to update your MagSafe battery pack firmware. Apple says you can connect your MagSafe battery pack to your Mac or your iPad using a Lightning to USB cable. Once you do this, the MagSafe battery pack firmware should update within just about 5 minutes. An increase from 5 watts to 7.5 watts in charging speed for the MagSafe battery pack should be noticeable to customers, and this improvement addresses one of the most common complaints we've heard about the MagSafe battery pack since its release. The MagSafe battery pack is compatible with the iPhone 12 and iPhone 13 lineups, and despite its $100 price point, it does offer a nice way to charge your iPhone in a pinch on the go. We are sponsored this week by Fitness View, a health and fitness dashboard for tracking your health data with insights, widgets, Apple Watch support, and more. Fitness View makes it easy to track your health app statistics with a clean interface, allowing you to see your daily, weekly, monthly, or yearly progress at a glance. You can set specific goals for your health information, customize your health kit data to your likings so you can focus on what metrics matter to you, and of course, you can keep track of everything directly on your Apple Watch in addition to your iPhone. Fitness View supports all of the latest iOS 15 and watchOS 8 features, including home screen widgets, multiple complications on the Apple Watch, and all of the latest data types in the Apple Health application. If you're looking for a health and fitness dashboard for your iPhone and Apple Watch, Fitness View is the best option there is. You can get started with Fitness View in the App Store for your iPhone and Apple Watch, and hit the link in the show notes below to learn more. My thanks to Fitness View from Fun Media for sponsoring 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, even though Apple just finished introducing all of the M1 chip variants, and the first Macs with the M2 chip are expected to come soon, Apple is also already working on its third generation of Apple Silicon for the Mac and iPad. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that Apple is already testing a version of the 24-inch iMac with an M3 chip on the inside. At this point, it's unclear what kind of advances this M3 chip could offer, but it's interesting to know that Apple is already testing its M3 chip, which isn't expected to be released until 2023, in the entry-level iMac. Bloomberg has reported that Apple is currently working on over 9 Macs with an M2 chip on the inside, including a new MacBook Air, an entry-level MacBook Pro, a Mac Mini, updated versions of the 14-inch and 16-inch MacBook Pros, and a version of the Mac Pro with a dual M2 Ultra chip on the inside. This version of the 24-inch iMac with an M3 chip is unlikely to launch until the end of next year at the earliest, and we would also expect the same M3 chip to come to other entry-level Macs like the MacBook Air, and even the iPad Air and the iPad Pro. This does suggest that Apple is planning to update its Mac lineup every 12 to 18 months with new silicon on the inside, which is a more rapid update pace for the Mac than we saw when the chips were coming from Intel. Again, we're still waiting on more details about what advancements we can expect with the M3, but if the machines are indeed already in testing, we would expect those details to leak sooner rather than later. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.